Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
No fancy bump in or nothing like that around here.
Yeah.
Because you might get a violation of copyright, Sean. Anna, you knew what I was going to bring up first. Right out of the hole, didn't you?
No.
You don't know what I was going to bring up right out of the hole? You must not know me well.
Fuck.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
For not knowing? I'm so confused. I'm trying to find us on YouTube and
We're on.
We're on.
Okay. Yeah, we're
206
on.
Watching. 113 on Facebook.
113 hot chicks with Big Red.
Big Red's always in the bushes.
Yeah, I got
well, because you know, Big Red is always trying to find hot chicks. Yeah. Big Red's a predator. You know that
he's in the bushes.
He used to be Big Pred, formerly known as.
Yeah, he used to be Big Pred, but he's Big Red now. But he's deep down, he's Pred. But sometimes he's Red.
Still working on that chicken?
I was gonna say.
God damn! But it just seems like, in my insurance, I gotta go to the bank. I gotta go to the doctor. And my insurance expires today.
Like car insurance?
Yeah. At 6 p.m.
Oh, no.
6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird time.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the time they gave me.
Might want to pay that bill.
Might want to pay that bill. That's like, yep. So I'm fucking... I prefer just cancel.
Well...
I got so much shit going on, and I owe it to the peoples.
Oh, you mean cancel this show?
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes I say,
hey.
David Hernandez, $20, Kizash.
You know, sometimes Blitz, thank you, David Hernandez.
And your mom's credit card.
We'll get you to all the parties. Quit fucking going crazy.
I think, didn't you say you found someone?
Yeah, but he's like killing people. He's like, everybody. And so, like, Blitz, you know, sometimes I'd be like, Blitz, I can't do, you know, Wednesday. I got to go get my chemo or whatever the fuck I was doing.
My chemo.
My chemo.
Just casual chemo Thursday.
I thought we weren't going to announce that.
Yeah, but whatever. I threw a little bit of chemo on my butthole.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Asshole cancer?
No, I don't, but I might as well. Might as well, you know, we can start a GoFundMe account for my asshole cancer that I've already overcome.
And now you got a kidney stone coming. Oh, man. What can we do?
But I do have a doctor's appointment today, too. I got to go. I got a bank appointment. I got to actually go to the bank about something.
Mm-hmm. Lynn Bailey, $20 Canadian. Kizash.
I got chicken in my teeth, too. But, like, on some, like, when I'm real busy, sometimes I'd be like, Blitz, we're going to cancel the Wednesday after show. We've done that shit before.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
A few times.
But I got to tell you, I can't think of the last time we canceled. Hello, Ashley, my little freak.
Was she on Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
That's where all the girls are. Yeah, country girls up in the cut. That's all I can
see
right now.
Is it Trickney Ashley?
Trickney Ashley,
Dana,
yeah.
Look at Dana's up in the cut. Hi, Lum Lummins. Yeah. No, hold on. Why she? You know the girls on Facebook. They're supposed to be my girls, and they're giving shout outs to Lummy.
That's a guy.
Oh,
that's a guy.
Sorry. Dana's one of those names. You know what I'm saying?
Diablo.
Like Taylor,
like Stacy,
Diablo Dane.
Who are some?
Ashley? I
no,
probably the boy I loved most of my life ever was a boy named Ashley.
Ashley Schaefer VMW.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
That's all I can think of when I think of a guy being Ashley.
Me too.
That's all I can think of is Ashley Schaefer BMW. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! But so the girls over there on Facebook, those are my girls. Those are like, that's my little female
Bubba's bitches.
Let me leave them alone.
Those Book! Are my...
1,000 stars.
That's like, you know, that's kind of like where, you know, like my guts, those are the Bubba bitches over there. That's the cool bitches. That's the cool bitch club.
White Nubian King says, hey, Big Daddy with a squirty face. squirt emoji for you.
Well, it has to. Is it a girl?
No, no. Probably not.
Well, then see, Anna, I only want you blurting out girl stuff, not guys trying to squirt on me.
Scram,
girls.
Guys. You with your squirt emojis.
Yeah, no, wait, hold on. The guys are the ones that bring the money. Besides Lynn Bailey dropping that $20
Canadian
cash.
You're welcome.
And big buck.
No, listen, the guys either drop the money, but the girls are the ones that get acknowledged. Isn't that fucking life?
Yeah. Well, I've never heard about guys' night. I hear ladies' night all the time, you know?
Yeah.
There's a few clubs that do guys' nights.
Yeah. Okay.
For real?
Yeah, the Honey Pot. Yeah, the Honey Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Ybor City.
Yeah. Hold on. They do guys' nights?
Yeah,
they sure do.
What does that mean?
YMCA it up.
I mean, is it only is only for gay men?
I mean, it's not only for gay men. No,
we could go.
I want to do. I would have a club and do guys' night, but you can't be gay. Straight guy night.
Yeah. Yeah. Sausage fest.
No, hold on. Straight guy night.
Nobody asked for it.
But hold on. But hold on. Straight guy night. But ladies drink free.
Well, so that would be ladies'
night. That's every night, Bubba. That's every night.
Oh, okay,
Bubba.
I'm sorry.
Ladies' nights, women drink free, and guys...
Or they get in for free, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that shows you how stupid I am. I want to do gay guy night.
Oh, that's...
We can arrange that for you.
No, not, you go to for Enigma. Not for me. Not for me, but if I owned a nightclub, I'd have a regular nightclub, but then I have strictly gay night for, you know...
Oh, just gay night.
No, gay guy night.
Gay guy night.
Oh.
Kyle Stulock, $10, kiss ass.
Like, gay guy night. And then gay girl night. And see, don't think that all the guys won't be trying to get in Blitz. Wouldn't you be like, hey, Blitz, down at wherever.
Sound big, old 1,000
Enigma.
Stars.
Down at Bubba's Enigma. There's, it's gay, well, lesbian. It's Lesbian Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to go there?
Well, they have those in Ybor, so yeah. We could, they,
yeah. Yeah, me and Lummi went to the Pride Festival.
Yeah.
No, but like... What happens when a guy walks into a lesbian bar? Like, what happens to
nothing.
That?
Nothing.
They just assume he's a girl.
They keep looking forward.
Yeah.
Like, do girls go like, ew, there's a guy in here.
Most of the guys are usually a little more feminine, so they all kind of...
I've never been to a strictly lesbian bar. Been to, like, a gay club.
I have. I've been to a lesbian bar.
In New York?
And they're cool as hell.
What happens?
Are they pretty...
Well, there's... I mean, I...
Rugged.
I think guys like Jimmy Clevis and Dr. Diaco can maybe get a lesbian to stray a little bit.
I don't know if they want to.
But I
that.
Think they kind of do.
I Depends think they on the lesbian, I suppose.
Did you miss the Ashley?
Dr. Dan's Blooming Onion make 1,000 stars. We don't do anything below 1,000 stars. And Brad Cruz or 1,200
right,
stars.
I don't know about all this.
Chick. The chick has a 200 threshold, remember?
Yeah.
No, it chicks. Was, chicks are 200 plus.
It's a triple-edged sword.
Ashley Barker, 530 stars.
No, but is Ashley Barker a guy or a girl?
No, Ashley Parker is 530 stars. That's a girl.
All right.
Yeah.
I got 200 thresholder for girls. I'm a $2 whore for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 10 to get a, you know, it takes 10 bucks yeah. for me to mention you as a man and $2. That's the way
it's
life
ladies'
goes.
Night always on the beer.
Yeah, it's ladies' night always here. It's especially on the Facebook deal. That seems to be my little niche, if you will. So how many gay
Big
clubs?
Big buck, 5,000 stars coming hot.
How many gay clubs? Now, has St. Pete taken over kind of the gay deal?
It
seems
definitely.
Like that, seems like St. Pete
Ybor.
Is. Yeah, well, oh, Ybor's still real gay?
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about I'm not talking about gatherings. I'm talking about living.
Yeah, the St. Pete, I would say.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, like
Ybor's not.
See, yeah, Ybor.
Well, I'm thinking like all the gay parades.
No,
where
no one
they
wants
are.
To live in Ybor.
Yeah,
right.
They're living in St. Pete. Yeah.
But I would say St. Pete is more gay friendly.
St. Pete has turned in like downtown St. Pete's all gay, is it not?
The Central Avenue, like north of downtown.
You'll see lots of rainbow flags.
That's got to be really good for a community.
Oh my God, it's great.
I mean, when the gays come in,
I went there.
That's
for
got that. Now, see, that's you know, there's a certain subsect of people that can move into your neighborhood that's mm-hmm. going to affect the livelihood of your neighborhood.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Shops are either going to thrive and be open and bustling and happy,
or downtown Clearwater,
or they're going to be fucking boarded up and and looted.
But when was the last time you've actually like kind of hung out in downtown or like the St. Pete Pier area?
I was just there last week.
Were you? So was I.
And I went to Ferg's for
lunch.
Okay.
Ferg's?
I went to Ferg's for lunch.
Okay.
Nice.
Then I drove around. I went by SIP, my old SIP club. Yep, and then, yep. Yeah. So I've been, down.
You went to the new pier? You have?
Yep.
Huh. So you've been, okay, you've been
so,
down there?
So a week. Okay. A week. It's been a week.
Do you remember, like, probably, like, when you first moved down, like, you wouldn't go down there for anything.
No.
Like, there was no, like, you would never go there.
There was nothing down there.
There was nothing down there. Plus,
even
like,
when
just,
you were living.
It was not a good part of town.
And no, downtown St. Pete was dead.
Yeah, when? There was nothing.
When they had,
oh my God, it's
like 10, 15
Baywalk.
Years ago.
Yeah, like Baywalk was.
Like, the St. Pete now is a new thing. Like, it's never really been like that. So when people say, oh, I like St. Pete, I'm like, ew. But I go down there, I'm like, you know what? It's actually really nice.
No, they actually, no, it's beautiful.
They've actually blitzed. I think it started with Bill Foster. Yeah. I do. I think it started
was
with
he a mayor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it started with Bill Foster.
Like 10 years ago, if that.
Or maybe even Rick Baker. I don't know who it started with, but they started getting all these condominiums downtown.
Yep.
And then they built like an infrastructure of eateries.
Because now it's like the place.
It is.
Oh, yeah. And they've
I love it.
It feels like, because I was just there last week, it feels South Beachy. Or it just feels more affluent.
I was just gonna say that. Yes.
Like when you drive around Tampa or you drive around Clearwater or you drive around any other place in this area, it feels like Tampa, Florida.
But I still have it in my mind that St. Pete is just like a nothing, dungy, like just gross
well,
area.
That's how it was always
but,
growing
I mean,
up.
I know.
I mean, I've never seen a city in 15 years completely 180 its identity.
And you know,
right?
It started really, with really the sun, like with the guy that bought the Baywalk.
Who?
The guy that bought the Baywalk, he put a bunch of money down there.
Yeah.
You know, and really, like, the whole downtown Tampa Channel side, Riverwalk, like, that's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the bougie part of Tampa?
There really wasn't
the
one.
Beaches?
Yeah, the beaches. That was
the
it.
Beaches,
yeah, there
okay.
was. That's the problem.
Water.
We didn't have a bougie. Well,
sound big old 200 cars.
Blitz, it kind of started with, remember when Corey had Hyde Park Cafe?
Yeah.
That's when Hyde Park
Hyde
started
Park.
Getting kind of so bougie.
Well. Yeah.
That's like 2000, 2001 on. They started kind of started that South Tampa bougie deal.
Yeah, gotcha. The Hyde Park, and then it started getting douchey, and people started going to St. Pete.
Yeah, and then, and no, but then here's the difference. It was the gays. St. Pete.
Interesting.
No, hold on. St. Pete, like, said, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to build unbelievable infrastructure, and we're going to cater to gays. We're going to get the commute word out. We're going to put gay-friendly businesses, and we're going to make it look gay, and we're going to just, no, I'm just saying, like, it's going to, we're going to,
gay it
the,
up.
The decor
yeah.
is going to be modern, it's going to be San Fran feeling, it's going to be like,
South Beach.
Yeah, and, South Beach feeling,
and it really
gonna,
is.
And we're going to send out into the gay community, man, we're pro-gay, like, we are pro-gay.
Yeah.
We want gays to come down here, feel safe, they build a whole brand new police, in fact, the entire gay community is built around the brand new police station. So you can't get any safer than that, right? And so they just they put the word out, we want to be the gay place.
Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
With the gays come good people, affluent. I mean, how many, when's the last gay guy or gay woman, when's the last gay couple that you knew that were both drawing unemployment?
I don't.
Gay people are, they work their ass off. They got a great work ethic. They're very cynical to life. They keep their stuff nice.
Trippy, you know what I'm saying? 530.
You don't see a gay woman or a gay guy driving, you know, a 79 Maverick that's all duct taped together.
Yeah, no. They're a lot, very much about image.
Yeah, they very much are. They take care of themselves. They take care of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they like to, they go out and go into their community. And if you're gay friendly, they will absolutely come. They're loyal. They're the once that they know that you're not. Man, I hate gays. Gays are gay, you know, a bunch of F's and G's and F's and R's and D's. No, once they're like, hey, you know what? Come on in, and I'd love to have you. Thanks for coming.
That's such an
appreciate
interesting
you.
Point that I never thought of, but you're totally right, because they're very loyal to that place, and a lot of them reside there and live there and give business there.
And they spend their money there.
In the minute, like, if I own, you know, if I own Bubba's, you know, Metropolitan Cafe, and a couple of gays come in, I'd be like, hey, guys, what's going on, fellas? Where do you want to sit? You want to sit in the front? You want the back? What do you got going on here? You know what? Appreciate y'all coming out today.
But yeah, I was in St. Pete like a week or so ago, just walking around that down there, and I was like, man, it's actually really nice.
If you treat a gay you treat gays just normal, nice, thank you, please.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, and you're not, you don't, you know, completely treat them the way a lot of society treats them. You know, two girls holding hands, two guys holding hands.
I see it all the time in St. Pete.
And you just, and that's because the shop owners and the people will be like, you know, hey, welcome. Come on in.
And I think.
We don't care.
I think most places are like that now.
Yeah, but man, you know, a lot aren't. they're still, you know, go to, I mean, I'm not going to.
Oh, no, small towns.
Go to Bape Double Stop Pro Shizop and get
back. Oh, you'd be surprised if you haven't been there in a while either.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah, I think they sell rainbow flags there now, too.
They do?
I think so.
Okay, whatever.
Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000 stars. Woo.
God, I thought we
it would be stores like that, but like the mom and pop version, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying.
But they're
a big corporation. So
St. Pete, man, they turn it around. Property values are higher than they've ever been. Like, I mean, it used to be Blitz. I mean, Jimmy Cletus owned commercial real estate in downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
He has since, you know, the 90s.
Yeah, nobody, oh, my God.
Because nobody wanted it.
Right.
That's
and
such
I mean,
the move.
I'm talking this right now, Anna. Jimmy Cletus owns like 40-story office buildings right now that he's had for 20-plus years that are pretty much all paid off. And he now has these condo, you know, these big condo developments.
As big as his arms?
No, I mean.
Oh. Yes. Sorry. Got carried away.
You know, but they're saying, listen, these older office buildings that are zoned to go 40 stories because you have to have the right zoning on how high you can build.
Yes, yes.
And so, obviously, the higher you can build, the more your value. I think he has one building right now. I'm not trying to give his business out or something.
But
there's one building that him, you know, his company is his dad, him and his brother. That's mm-hmm. it. That's you know, I think it's called Cletus Commercial. I don't know what it's called. But one of his build, this is one, just one of his buildings, Blitz, there's like a $89 million offer for them to buy the building.
Jeez.
Like, and they have, like, they own it. Like, it's paid off.
Yeah, because back then, nobody wanted that land. It was garbage. Nobody went downtown. Yeah, no one wanted to live there.
Yeah, I think his dad paid. I think his dad bought this particular building in, like, 93
mm-hmm.
for, like, $2.5 million. Like $2.5 million or $3 million for this, you know, 40 fucking store skyscraper back in 1990 in St. Pete.
Ugh, that's
and this motherfucker now it's getting 90.
Oh my God.
And Jimmy thinks it's gonna go to, you know, like and be in
the
hundreds.
Moon. I wouldn't be surprised.
To the hundreds.
You said he's in business with his brother?
His brother, his dad, and him are the three partners.
What, tell me about his brother. Does he look like Jimmy?
No, he has red hair.
Okay, I'm done. No further questions.
Is he married?
Would you ever date a ginger?
I wouldn't be totally against it. It's definitely not my type.
Couldn't be fire engine red ginger, though, could it?
Probably not. I don't even really like blondes.
Hold on. If he had $25 million in his bank account, you wouldn't.
Like an Ed Sheeran? Would you fucking Ed Sheeran?
Oh, no. No. He's weird looking.
Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000
stars. He's got the opposite of, like, cross eyes. He's got, you know, they, like, go outwards.
Like the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah. Lori Lightfoot?
Yeah, fish eyes. Little fishes. Got a mind of their own.
Looking. That's why there's a lot of crime.
That's what Chicago needs to do. Chicago needs to
get
to,
a ginger?
No, they need to get some gays.
They got a ton of them. There's Boys Town right by Wrigley Field.
I need to get some gays.
Okay,
there are
no
freaking...
Hold on.
Have our expert on the phone on line one.
Who?
Is it Gary?
Hello?
Freaking Gary.
It's going to be a short call. Florida Stanley.
Hello?
Yep, Florida Stanley, get ready.
Hey, Bubba, how's it going? This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. What's up, buddy?
Get that button ready, Bubba.
Get what button ready?
Florida Stanley said he's ready for Gary.
What? Do we have a Gary cutoff?
Yep, $100.
Yeah, $100 donation. He said he was going to do it.
Oh, is that what the Gary rule is?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gary, you know Gary, you can flap your gums all you want, my friend, but the minute somebody lays on a hundo, I got to go. But you know, you understand the game, right, buddy?
Yep, really well.
Sure. Hey, it's cool your positions on gay and lesbians. Too bad all the cock chugglers in chat are homophobes.
But Gary, you don't have to call them cock chokers. Mm-hmm. I mean, just stop,
he said
buddy.
Cock chuggers.
I mean, you know, their opinions don't, you know, reflect yours or mine. But you don't have to call names out, my friend.
Well, they call me names all the time, so I'm calling them a bunch of cock chugglers.
What else is going on, buddy?
That's it.
There it is.
Oh, for Stanley, $100 kiss ash.
Bye.
And Big Buck with 5,000 stars.
Gary, you wish you well, my friend. Appreciate you.
Just suck on that cock, dickhead.
What's up?
Suck on two dicks.
Yeah.
Bubba, how's your new way to shake people down? Well, my new way is I get Gary to come in here, and he fucking just gets all this heat, and then people fucking pay to get the guy off the air. We got this $100 fucking bounty. We got a $100 bounty. But I think we should just put a straight $100 bounty on anybody.
Okay.
Like anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if fucking, if Tampa
I'm not naming names, but okay.
But like if Tampa Terry called in, he's like, Well, hold on. The people that generate the clonks, we know the heat getters, don't we?
Okay, yep.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, when one of that, let's go through Buzzard Bob. But Buzzard Bob.
No, people like Buzzard Bob.
Yeah. People like Buzzard.
They embrace the ass eater.
Yeah, he's got his own little gimmick.
Yeah, he does.
It's mostly Gary and Terry.
We all know that Buzzard Bob really doesn't like to eat ass.
Yes,
but
he does.
But it's show business.
He's probably got a great immune system, all that fucking ass he's been eating.
Mm-hmm. All the particles.
But let me ask you a question. Bob only eats fucking his wife ass.
Particle
he?
Bob.
I mean, right?
That's what you think.
Is that the only, I mean, if the only ass you're eating is one that you're, you know, romantically involved with or have related, then who cares?
Well, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, eat all the ass you want.
Yeah, that's no problem with that.
Yum, yum, yum.
And I mean, if somebody came right from the shower, mm-hmm. I've been known to eat ass.
Nothing wrong with
wow.
that.
And I hope nobody uses that clip against me, fuckers.
Okay, 1038.
I'm just saying, like, if you have a hot, in my case, a hot chick.
A hot mm-hmm. chick, like,
and,
the one I sent you.
And she's like, you know, hey, I like to get my, I like, you know,
what about the picture I sent you? If she took a shower, you'd be happy to?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'd eat her ass.
Who?
Click on that.
Oh, God.
But.
Click on that, yeah.
Oh, look at that Hogan bandana.
Now.
Oh, the next one.
Yeah, you just scroll.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy like.
Fuck yeah, daddy. Well, no, I don't want the kid.
Oh, yeah, you got a kid.
Oh, you got a kid with her, too? I thought you had a vasectomy.
No kids. Just take the kid.
Crazy.
No kid.
One in a million chance.
But right there. Fuck yeah.
You got your blue ribbon for excellence.
And guess what? Every one of you fuckers are a bunch of liars if you say you wouldn't. Because we've had many discussion about how hot she is.
Yeah.
Have we not?
We have.
Who's on the $100 thing?
Tampa Terry.
Yep. Because I feel like he's
Harry.
On. Yep.
Glory Hole Greg. Blitz, I mean, you know all the assholes.
Country Girl, 500 stars.
Not her, no.
No, not Country Girl.
No, 500 stars.
Lummy, why would you even say that?
Country Girl 92, 500 stars.
She came up with a donation.
No.
Yeah, come on. Lummy.
So what I'm saying is, like, Blitz, who else are some of the...
I mean, I think it should be pretty much everybody but royalty.
Well, yeah, and you know, here's the deal with royalty. If somebody called in and said, "Here's $100 to fucking hang up on Iggy,"
they would just hang up.
I would just say, "Hey, Iggy, sorry I had to hang up on you, but there's a $100 bill, fucking, and we're all about the money."
He'd get right. it.
Sean Beck, $10, kiss us.
Like if I could have Bubba Light on there, and he gets his feelings hurt a lot, and so Bubba Light, if I'd be talking to you on the phone next thing you know, Gary lays on a $100 bill, I'm gonna say Bubba Light.
I don't think Gary's laying anything down.
No, that's the absurdity of it of itself. Well, I mean, you fucking idiot.
Well, I was just saying because Gary. You know,
I'm just saying you shouldn't have corrected me on the absurdity, motherfucker. Everybody knows it's not going to happen. You fucking idiot.
I was just pointing out maybe he'll actually give something like a one way out.
Oh, he's definitely on the list, by the way.
Yeah, one way out's definitely on the list. $100 bill gets that motherfucker. Hell, I might give you a discount. When I got
yeah.
Hello.
There's something wrong with my telephone.
I wish someone would donate $100 right now. Get this a-hole off the phone.
Oh, is this Iggy?
Yeah, of course.
Nobody. Hey, hold on. Nobody's got the fucking balls to fucking put a bounty on Iggy.
I'm thinking about it.
Nobody. Nobody's got the fucking balls to put the bounty on Iggy.
You won't do it, pussies.
That's right. Because you know what? You're off. You'll have to fucking see him at the BART party, and his arms are going to be 3 inches bigger by then.
At least. And not to mention the fact I got your sword, motherfucker. Have a nice day, motherfuckers.
See you, Ig.
Bye.
Iggy's happy.
Yeah. His arms look good.
Iggy's happy. I think he's doubles. I think he's doing two a days at the gym. He's just fucking happy.
Working out arms three of those 2 days? Or three of those 2 times?
Yeah, I don't know how big Iggy's legs are looking. He always wears fucking long pants.
Mm.
Versus extra, like, baggy pants?
Yeah, I want to see those legs, Iggy. Are you doing any leg? I mean, Iggy.
I think Iggy's a big quad guy. He likes to wear quads.
That's good. You got to balance it out.
Yeah, is he? I've not seen those legs.
I think so.
Calf definition's probably amazing.
You think so?
Yeah, everything
I'm doing legs today.
I missed the gym today. Even though I weighed in lowest I have in a while, I missed the gym.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Shut up, Lummy, you fucking idiot. Sometimes I don't even think that we're on the air.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel that way. I feel like we're just bullshitting. I feel like we're just literally bullshitting.
Driving in a car to an event.
And I don't even know if the bullshitting's funny or not. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know. The 211 people think this is a good... Like, I think that this show kind of sucks, right?
5:43 on YouTube.
I was wondering, like, on the car ride over there, like, it was hilarious. We were all laughing. Like, it was a good time. And I thought, like... Would other people appreciate that?
Yeah, fuck yeah, they would.
Especially people that listen to the show.
Yeah, hold on.
You'd have to be pretty, like...
No, hold on, Blitz. I think that you could, if that car would have been camered, and so we're very familiar with the entire car ride, right?
Yeah.
From the time we, well, starting with, you would have started the cameras with me flipping the fuck
right,
out.
Anna being so late.
And you would have gotten all that footage of me, like, that fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. And then all my commentary be like, I swear to God, Blitz, get in a fucking car right now. Everybody get in a fucking car. Anna, this is what I was saying.
Because you didn't get out of a car like I did.
I'm like, everybody get in a fucking car right now. Because literally, I'm going to leave the door open for her to get in until exactly 4 o'clock. Exactly at 4 o'clock, Blitz, you're hitting the fucking gate. And our tires are rolling across the threshold at 4 o'clock.
And if I see her coming down the street in the rearview mirror, I'm not stopping. That's what you were saying. And you were hoping she wasn't going to be there.
And I'm like, I was getting myself all worked the fuck up. Who's calling me? I'm telling a story right now. God damn it. I hope it's not him, you fucker.
I think it was.
I can't
Don't
see the
call.
Phones.
Here, you know what? Nobody can call.
Actually, wait, then we get $100 now if he calls.
Fuck up. I'm trying to tell a story. Lummy. So if you Blitz, if we're talking about that entire event from it starting there to us pulling up to the event and us saying, fuck it, we're going to park VIP, and Blitz literally parks like a way a cop would that was answering an emergency call.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, we parked sideways right in the grass, fucking front row, right by where they were having the welcoming tent to get into the building.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, fuck it.
Isn't that where we should have parked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to us rolling all out and everything in between, from Dan saying that he wanted everybody to recognize his dick, Dan's literally shot out of a fucking cannon, wants more of everything we got.
Mm-hmm.
I want more of that. I want more of that. I want Bubba, give me two of those and fucking give me one of those.
I'm as full as I've ever been in my entire life.
I'm
5 minutes
hungry.
Later, we need to stop somewhere so I can eat.
I'll probably get a copyright deal, so I'm not going to play it. But he was like Rodney Dangerfield when Rodney Dangerfield was going through the pro shop.
Yeah.
I'll take three of those, five of those, six of those, put seven of those on my tab, give two of those to that guy, give me five of those, four of those, and fucking six of those. And God, that hat was fucking hideous. Anna, what the fuck are you on your phone for, bitch?
I've been sent more pictures of you.
More pee-pics?
Filtered you, and now they're on our Instagram.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Well, Forrest Stanley said he was about to drop another $100 if Temp Terry called in.
Yeah.
But... All right. Well, Blitz, I'm thinking if, like, okay, the whole thing's camered up. We act the same way we did, because let's just face it.
We wouldn't be able to.
We probably wouldn't have acted the way we did.
No, we wouldn't have been able to.
If we known that the cameras were on.
Right.
So that being said, if we were able to have captivated all of that, that could be a fucking Netflix special in itself. Just, you know, fucking a group just driving to just cool people hanging the fuck out. This is how people talk.
Yeah.
I think it was like a fucking Netflix special in itself. Just the shit that we talk about and watching the Dan show.
We've talked about it before. That, like, we and since then, me and you have privately, like, we need to do that again with, you know, just the group.
But go, like, camera it up, and we know that we're.
But even if we don't, we need to camera part of it. But even if we don't, like, it gives us stories to talk about.
Like, see, for my Thanksgiving. I really wish my family would just let me set the fucking camera up in the
corner. Yeah, go YouTube Live for 4 hours.
No, you can't go live. You can't go live because...
your mom's got a potty mouth.
Yeah.
She's going to start dropping racial slurs.
Yeah, she just never know. She's got this whole rut row routine.
You might see a titty pop out.
No, but like we have these little things in our family. And so, like, if I go rut row...
Mm-hmm.
She comes in with her thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she pulls her cooter out.
And then there's a couple, there's like a Monty.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fumes.
And
beamed up Willie.
Just no, just the verbiage in itself is problematic. But I gotta think that all families talk shit about other people and races.
Yeah.
I think all families talk shit about everybody but themselves. Meaning, like, if you're a white family, you're talking shit about Mexicans and you're talking shit about all kinds of people. That's just the way people do. We just talk shit about people. But it's totally unacceptable and it's totally not cool. But everybody totally does it, but nobody wants to be totally fucking honest about it.
Mm.
So we're all just a bunch of fucking fake fuckers. We roll around life fake until we get with our family and you know that, you know, you can really say whatever you want to say.
Well, that's how you know if you have a good friend or not, too, is you can say anything in front of them.
Right.
And they don't take you aside and give you a woke lecture. Yeah. I've gotten one of those before.
Hold on.
Because they use the R word.
Blitz, can you imagine if either one of me or you were like Johnny Woke Boy, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that conversation we had coming back from the party last year,
mm-hmm.
would have taken you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Your side said, hey, you know, Blitz, I'm concerned about you, buddy. You seem to really hate a lot of people.
What happened to you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened to you because that's not the.
Whoa. I've always been ridiculous like that.
You've always been. There's. I think there's a different word.
I haven't. Right. No, I know. I haven't changed. I think you've changed.
Wokeness is the new coronavirus.
And in case you didn't know, buddy, 5 minutes ago you were saying stuff worse than me.
So, if I can't even imagine one of my true friends taking me aside and trying to give me a woke type moment,
there's no way.
Because I would be like, bitch, you're on this party with me. Just a couple days ago you were saying this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have you called it this, this, and the that? You fake fucker, get out of here.
The difference is.
Get out of here, you fake fucker.
The difference is, like, me and you were doing that to be funny. You know, we weren't. Realistically, we weren't realistically putting anybody down. Like, if someone had heard it, yeah, it sounds bad. But, like, there was no, like, malice or anything. We weren't
we should not do this to these
people. Or there was none of that.
It was two guys in a car that were fucking bullshitting, that have no power. We're not hiring anybody, firing anybody. We're not determining anybody's fate. We're not judging anybody. We're not in charge of anything.
Correct.
We're in charge of getting back home without fucking dying, Blitz the way he drives, and me on pills.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's it. There's two people.
Yeah.
Just like my sex tape. Nobody was supposed to see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nobody was supposed to see that shit.
You were supposed
at all.
To see it. You didn't even see it.
Yeah. The motherfuckers that were supposed to see it, me, I didn't watch it.
I wish I would have stole it. I would have at least copied it.
You don't think that motherfucker's been copied?
I'm sure it has.
Oh, it's tons. Tons.
You don't think Cox made 40 copies of it?
Oh,
why do you think they settled? Because there was forensic evidence that they made copies of it. God, I'm on the... Fuck! Nobody was supposed to see that. And how many other people, let's just be honest, whether it be celebrities or famous journalists or athletes or rock stars or your fucking next door neighbor, do kinky shit. People does kinky shit.
Yeah, all kinds
people
of kinky
people just know your
shit.
Kink now.
But hold on, yeah. They don't know my kink. They just know that I'm fucking kinky.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to what really happens.
Well,
yeah. I mean, wait, what?
Just stop. I mean, stop. Yeah, Blitz,
what do you got to act there tapes-wise?
Yeah, what do you got on Bubba?
Yeah, that is so mean-spirited. I hope you said that cynically and not trying to like, just be mean-spirited to me.
He's just kidding.
I said it like it was truthful. I mean, yeah, cynically.
What a dick.
And even if you have had something on me, why would you like? Would you make me nervous like that?
Something
buddy?
On you? I don't have any tapes or anything.
Oh, I know, but like you know, you're like that's not even
you
what
just
really.
Just gave
happens.
Him an elevator
you,
button.
Hold on, you said that.
No.
You said those aren't even my kinks.
No, like
suggesting that.
Yeah,
you had
suggesting
far worse
that
kinks.
You had worse kinks.
No,
that you,
or that maybe
no,
like you know he
totally
was like
fine.
A little house on the prairie.
No, but he but what he was trying to do, Lummy, was put it in my head. Yeah, I
yep.
know, motherfucker.
Yep. I said it like being like
because
Little House
on the Prairie. I know how you are. You're mean spirited. Like you always want to fuck with me.
Yeah, why
no,
you
gotta
be like that?
Why don't you ever like want to be pro me?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one time when I was pro you?
How about those fucking pictures of my of the girl I used to date
yeah!
from Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
On the gun.
God dang, that really tears me to fuck up.
All right, so I will make. I have to go to my parents' house this week sometime. So I will look.
I mean, this...
It's been, years now?
Over a decade.
So I haven't been to my parents' house in a few weeks either, so I need to go over there.
You know, but here's the deal. In the fact that, like, other famous people, they do kinky shit. A lot of kinky shit. Hell, your fucking parents probably did... Everybody does kinky shit.
Yes.
Everyone kinks.
Yes.
No, I mean, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, and maybe even if, like, you might have a kink that you can't do, or you might have a kink that you would like to do.
Yeah, you at least want to do a kink.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah. You know, maybe you're some fucking loser and you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Oh.
And so you got to fucking, you know, you got to kink out in your head.
Big block with 1,000 stars.
That's where the kinks live.
But you probably are trying to go, try to find that kink on various places.
Yeah, or just
but
like hump a
kink.
Pillow.
That's your kink. But yep. You're not getting fucking judged for your kink, but I got not only did I get judged, I got fucking canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But you're coming back, baby. Coming back strong.
I am. Cancel me, motherfuckers.
No, don't say that.
No, I'm sorry.
I got some more filtered Bubba pics on our Instagram if you'd like to check them out.
Blitz, is that a copyright violation if I play those?
Probably if you're going to strike yourself.
Blitz, can you complain against our own shit?
Yeah, I'll send it.
Look at Michaela over there.
I'm actually on her Instagram now. She is very beautiful.
Oh, she's...
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Hold
on.
What the fuck is that?
That's Papa.
Who is that?
Whoa. That's you, filtered.
I'm not saying anything either.
I know what you're going to say.
You
don't
motherfuckers
say
better not say that. There's going to be so much
stars.
Goddamn heat.
I'm at the Santa Claus.
I'm
at the Santa Claus. The Santa Claus one.
You motherfuckers, I know what you're thinking.
Do you? Do you?
Yeah. Look at his face.
Hold on.
Text it.
I will.
Text it.
I can't even
What you're going to say.
I can't even fucking carny it. I can't even fucking carny it.
No, don't carny it.
I'm
going
to fucking send it. Right now, I'm sending it to Blitz.
I know what you're going to say.
Blitz and Lummy. You motherfuckers.
I was going to Santa Claus.
No. You know, motherfuckers. Am I right or wrong? Am I right
hold
or
on,
fucking
I
wrong?
I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm fucking
see.
Wrong. I'm sitting up. I'm going to fucking goddamn
say.
Right
hold
or
on,
wrong.
Hold on.
That's what you're fucking thinking.
Come on. Hurry up.
Yeah.
No comment.
No, I didn't say anything.
I'm not answering.
Oh, actually, no.
No.
Actually, no.
That's
no.
not what you're thinking?
No, me either.
No, me. Nope.
Then what is it? Then send it back to me, bitches, because what I just sent you is a heat getter.
I think I know what you're going to say. Yes, it is a heat getter. And
hold on. Is it so much heat it's going to make me mad?
No. Well,
just text it then.
You motherfuckers. I have to go to the bank and to the doctor today. I'm canceling the doctor.
Oh, no. Bubba, you have chemo.
Yeah, you got your buttholes need to be chemoed.
Shut
yeah, you have
up.
Asshole cancer. Yeah, you got chat cancer in your butt.
I need... So,
oh, Jesus.
Someone needs to send to the Instagram again. I quickly kicked off of it.
You can just
you
click it again.
Me.
You can just click it again.
All right, hold on.
If you click the circle with the Bubba Army logo. Yeah, and then just click the next arrow.
Someone needs to send to the Instagram again. Hold on. Yes. I quickly kicked off of it.
You can just click it again.
Me.
You can just click it again.
All right, hold on.
If you click the circle with the Bubba Army logo.
What the fuck is going on?
Click the next arrow.
Someone needs to send to the Instagram again. Hold on.
Yes.
I quickly kicked off of it.
You can just click it again.
Blitz, why didn't you text me back what the fuck you were thinking?
The circle.
Oh, okay, hold on.
With the Bubba Army logo.
What the fuck is going on?
Click the next arrow.
Someone needs to send to the Instagram again. Hold on. Yes. I quickly kicked off of it.
You can just click again.
Me. Blitz, why didn't you text me back? What the fuck you were thinking?
The circle.
Oh, okay, hold on.
What the fuck is going on? Someone needs to send an Instagram again. Hold on. I quickly kicked off of it.
You can just click again.
Blitz, why didn't you text me back? What the fuck you were thinking?
The circle.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Abruptly ends as quickly as it started. Sorry.
Derailed.
So.
Yeah, click that. Boop.
Let me turn this down so we don't get that. Was that a microdose?
Yeah.
You? Ladies and gentlemen, was that a micro?
I'm working on that, by the way.
Stacy, Dave, Jeremy, Dave, Justin, Farron's better known as Big Pred / Red, Big Red's Garage. All right, so these are the, on our Instagram, mm-hmm. Anna, these are the pictures that have been photoshopped,
yes,
of me.
Filtered bubs.
These are filtered bubs?
Yeah.
That's what we're going
with? Yeah, look how sexy you are there.
Yeah.
Those eyebrows on fleek.
There's Bubba Trump.
Mm-hmm.
No, see.
You kind of look like Robin Williams, actually.
I'm never going to let my face be that old looking. I'm going to have Dan keep fucking tightening the fucking thing. I'll be tighter.
That's if you didn't do the, what is it called? The Morpheus.
Whoa, that one. Oof.
Now, is that me? Is that Caitlin Clem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it, Anna?
That's all we got for now.
That's all we got. Mm-hmm. All that for that.
But I will continue to post
it. But I will tell you this.
Yeah.
How much of a fucking heat getter would that
have been?
It's a big
heat getter.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a big heat getter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not what
and
we
it's
were,
just yeah. not nice.
No.
That's not what we were thinking, though.
No, not at all.
I know it wasn't what you were thinking, but what you were thinking wasn't really. I mean, you could.
That could be a heat getter, too, though, right?
No. If you said Trick Knee Clem, no.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Isn't that just Trickney Ashley with her face on top of my body? No?
No.
Too soon?
Well,
wrong answer?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Me too. And your mom's watching on Facebook.
She Hi, Janie Cakes. Love you. Thank you
Hi,
for the
Janie
podcast.
Cakes.
Hi, Mama. How are you?
I want you back for Flopping Gaps Part 2 with Janie Cakes.
I love my mama so much.
She's so great. She really is so sweet. Your whole family is.
I have. Like, I know you think your mom's cool and shit, Anna, which I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
And Blitz, I know you think your mom's cool, and she is. And Lemmy, I don't even know your mom.
She's a very nice
Have you
Christian
met Lemmy's
woman.
Mom?
And Tyler, I know no, you think your will. Mom's cool.
Never will.
But I'm just telling you, nobody's fucking cooler than Nana.
Not even close.
No, I mean, yeah. Tyler, don't you think we got the coolest grandma ever?
And sister.
That's great. Thank you, Tyler.
He was trying to talk. I don't know if he's pushing the button down
he's
or not.
He's not. He's so fucking stupid.
Mike Marzinski, 1,000 stars.
Tyler.
Yes.
We're talking about Nana.
She's the best.
Don't bother me, Daddy. I'm taking a nap.
Doing what?
Taking a nap.
Yeah, you woke me up.
Yeah.
Is that your Tyler impression?
Yes, Tyler impression. I guess I'm not supposed to tell Tyler when I'm never mind.
You don't know shit.
Dana Rose with 1,000 stars. Woo.
All right, what were we talking about? And I'm thinking maybe we should wrap this bitch up. What do you think, huh? Ash?
Are you going to go to the doctor or are you going to cancel?
I'm going.
Good.
I'm going. I got to be there.
Checked?
I got to be there at 2. And it's over. I got to be there at 2, Blitz, and it's over by your place.
Do you have to bend
the
over?
The one I live at now?
That's
and relax?
Yeah, no, the place your parents live.
Finger in the tush.
That drive sucks.
Oh, I know where you're going. Okay, yeah.
That fucking place up by Countryside Mall?
Yeah.
That place sucks. Yeah. No, I mean, not...
Big Buck, 1,000 stars.
If you got cul-de-sac joned in your butt, like during a prostate exam.
One would never think, but driving over to Palm Hawk, the countryside area, it really sucks.
Especially if you take Courtney Campbell, it always gets stuck on traffic.
Sucks.
It's not that bad, but
yeah. There's an accident. And Bubba's going, it will be.
No, there won't be any accidents.
I'll be praying for your butthole.
And I'm driving the Crown Vic, too.
He's not getting a butthole check,
I like
he?
Driving the Crown Vic. I like driving the Crown Vic.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because nobody will
fuck me.
Very
unassuming.
Yeah.
Like, that guy doesn't have money. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he doesn't have insurance on it, either.
Yeah, he doesn't have insurance. He doesn't even have seatbelts.
I got insurance till 6.
So you gotta get home before 6?
Or slam on your brakes.
I hate to throw your chicken away, but I'm full and I'm sorry.
The satiety cues have kicked in.
Oh man, that's good lean protein.
Right,
Save it.
Can I bag it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna bag that because I'm starting to get
doggy. You're the guy that has a doggy bag now. Did you ever think you'd be that guy?
Oh, he was always a doggy bag guy.
You are?
There's nothing wrong with bringing home food to eat later.
Yeah, no shit.
Not at all.
I hate people that are not doggy bagged.
I'm a doggy. I love doggy.
I hate people that have like 3/4 of their food on the plate and they're like, no, I don't take stuff home.
Fuck that. Like, you pay for it.
Yeah, fuck that. I am Johnny Doggy Bag.
Fuck yeah.
And not only am I Johnny Doggy Bag, but I'm Johnny Doggy Bag. Like if there's somebody else that I'm eating with and they were, yeah. I'll be like, no, motherfucker, bag that up. I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like if they were like, no, don't waste food.
Fuck that. No, don't waste that shit.
Unless it's BOGO and you buy too much and just throw it in the trash like Blitz.
What?
Blitz throws stuff away that's not even expired.
Sometimes it gets close, though.
Come on, Blitz.
Man, yeah, that's
fucking fucking smash this shit.
Listen, I'm not even Johnny Expiration guy. Like, I'll go. I don't care. I don't fucking
care. Yeah,
especially
few days
bread,
after.
Too.
Bread or eggs.
3, 4, 5 weeks.
Oh,
I like
no
it when it's a little crunchy.
Way.
Well,
that shit gets close and it's gone.
No, man. Bread's good for like 3 weeks.
So it's like Mr. Doggy Bag, but it'll throw away perfectly good food.
As long as it's not growing mold, bread's good, clear till it fucking develop mold.
No, see, I'll get lunch meat, and after I open it and you need it, 2 or 3 days max, it's done.
Oh, when lunch meat gets
bullshit.
A little slime on it, what I do is
just
wash
it
off.
I don't even let it get that far, man. It's been open for 2 days. I'm done.
Yeah, fine.
I'm done.
Well, you throw the bread, if it gets you throw it in
before
the microwave, it kills everything.
But like a week before it expires, he throws it out.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Maybe if it looks a little weird, I throw it in the
microwave. I'll even go to Fresh Market and buy chicken. I'll put it in the freezer. If it's been in the freezer for like, I don't know, 6 weeks, it's gone.
I don't even fucking look at it. I first look at it, and I don't even look at the fucking expiration date.
I don't even look at it.
Then I'll smell it, and then I'll be like, yeah, this looks good as shit. Then I'll warm it up, be like, yeah, it's good. Fuck it.
Yeah. So sometimes
that's
things
what
expire.
That's what builds up good tolerances in your gut.
Yeah, except for ice cream cake, because that goes bad after 3 days in the freezer.
But you might not want to eat out anymore of that. Ooh.
Do we still have that fucking ice cream cake in
no,
the freezer?
No, you threw it out because it went bad. Remember
I threw it out. It was in the back of my truck for
the birds
a day.
Ate it. The birds ate it.
And the birds, they started flying on 75.
Lummy, try not to fucking.
It got rotten in the freezer.
Our neighbors are paying for a dumpster now.
Yeah.
And they're actually paying for that?
Yeah, they're paying for it. And I talked to the guy, and he's like, hey, can we put it on your pad? And I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Put it on my pad. He goes, if you guys need to use it, you guys can, but we're paying for it. The city wouldn't give him one of the blue ones for whatever fucking reason. Huh. So he needed one of these. But Lummy, let's be a good neighbor and continue to dump things in the blue thing.
Yeah, I got a secret. I got another one where a business shut down.
Has somebody fucking discovered this one now?
Yeah, sure has.
Like sitting there open for everyone to use.
Yeah, exactly. Like every fucking person comes in with a mattress and fucking tables.
Right here, so the fucking white trash community, they find little industrial parks where they have the services that we have, and then they fucking just white trash it up.
Yep, sure do.
And they fucking found it. Now, Lummy, is it like there? It used to be empty all the time. Now is it fucking full all the time?
By Sunday, it's usually full. So like, and then Tuesday too. Like,
Thank you.
Know when the dumping periods are.
See, Nana's on board. She said she's with Blitz on all of that. She's a throwaway or two.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. She's. She just is
she's
just trying to.
And then
right.
She says, "Hi, sweet pea, I love you."
Oh, sweet.
I love you too, Mom.
Oh, I guess that's a Tyler. Never mind.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bank and then go to the doctor and get my butthole chemoed. Cause I got Farrah Fawcett ass cancer.
What,
Mom? I really don't have asshole cancer. I'm just telling people that.
So they leave you alone.
So they leave me alone.
But are you getting are you getting your ass checked?
I might get my ass checked today.
Two-finger cul-de-sac Jones.
No, just a finger, and then my prostate felt.
Hmm.
They take the doctor comes in and they put the fucking finger in there and they go one.
Then he puts both hands on the shoulders.
Are you gonna record it?
Two fingers.
No, Lummy, I'm not fucking recording it. But my mom better be ready for me to record Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
I'm just gonna set up my shit up there in the corner and just let it rip.
Yeah.
What all's she making?
A lot of shit.
Cream pie.
Oh yeah, she.
Are you guys doing turkey and ham or ham or
no,
what?
No, just turkey.
Just turkey.
No hams.
In the oven.
Yep.
Okay.
Turkey in the ovens.
What are you bringing? Hawaiian rolls?
I'm bringing the All About the Brunt Cake, remember?
Oh, oh yeah.
The Brunt it was $108.
What yeah. the fuck? For yeah. how many?
The fuck?
It was just one or,
ridiculous.
Or did you get the little mini ones?
Oh, by the way, Jane says stop. Oh, no. On recording.
All right, well, Mom,
we'll talk about it after.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, Janie Cakes, with that public nonsense.
Yeah, please. You and your racial slurs.
Yeah. Rut-row.
Yeah, rut-row.
Do not type it in. But you know, Mom, rut-row. Mom, do not tape. If you type it in, Mom, we're canceled. So do not answer that question.
Yeah, Tyler, who draws the number 42?
Wow.
Can you, Blitz, I don't want to play any music saying
goodbye.
All right,
we're done.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.